Good morning. 9:52 a.m. Saturday, March 9th, I think. I'm going to put the phone back in the pocket where it's dry. Pretty sure it's the 9th. It's snowing. Blizzard warning on for the day. 18 and a half minutes. But I'm able to do 18 and a half minute mile, and this crap is pretty good. Good enough, certainly. I figured if it's been snowing since early morning, since before sun, and it's still warm, 38, 40 degrees, so there's a lot of water, but the ground is cold, so it's sticking on the grass, starting to stick on the sidewalks. And I thought, well, marching through March, if you're going to march today, you better do it before the weather turns really crappy. So here I am. I don't have a lot to say today, I don't think. What am I thinking about? Huh? I'm thinking I should have been working on that story. I haven't been. I'm thinking I've got a big mess in the kitchen that I've got to clean up when I go home, because I have to make a big mess in the kitchen today. I'm going to make a pot of chicken soup. Blizzard out. I'm not going to do anything rash, like try to go out and get more supplies. We got enough stuff in the house for the moment. I'm not going to make a pizza delivery guy come out in this tonight. So that means I have to fix dinner, which means chicken soup. Last night's dinner was baked potatoes and grilled steak. I broke out the barbecue, the grill, not the pit, and some charcoal, and grilled a couple steaks last night. Oh! My God, is there anything better than charcoal grilled steak? Not to me. Well, yeah, perhaps there are some other things, but it was delicious. And it's been a long time since I've had a steak. And a long time since I've had a steak and baked potato, I think. Well, I guess it hasn't been that long, because we went out to Steak and Baker Land while I was down in Colorado Springs. So that was January. It just seems like a long time between steaks. Nose. It's cold enough that my nose is running. And the visibility is really quite bad. The snow is, I wouldn't call it heavy, but there's enough of it out here that visibility is probably down to half a mile. And there's a blizzard warning in effect until 5 p.m. If the wind picks up and the temperature drops, which it's supposed to do before the day is out, this could be a rather nasty storm. I'm hoping what it's going to be is a fizzle. I'm hoping it's going to be a small fraction of what they think, because even a small fraction of what they think is going to be big enough for me to deal with. So I'm trying to think of what I've read lately. Michael J. Sullivan's Kickstarter campaign irks me. I don't know why. I wish the guy well in a whole bit, but a Kickstarter? Really? I don't know. The whole thing just strikes me as peculiar. My wife brought home the article from the Wall Street Journal about Hugh Howey was reprinted in a local paper, and one of her colleagues brought it in. I'm going to get in the local paper myself, I guess, because you know, Hugh's got a bunch of work out. But he's done a real good job, I gotta say. He's done a good job of marketing. It's that gimmick and wool just ticked me off so much. The overuse of it. The gimmick was good. I think if he'd let it go one last repetition on the gimmick, he probably would have had me hooked too. But a lot of people like it, and so who am I to say? Wasn't my cup of tea. And I'll let that go by. He's getting a lot of attention. BBC put him on the front page of entertainment. Probably if I'd signed that deal with the British company that shall be remain nameless for the moment. Perhaps I'd have been on BBC too, but who knows. Doesn't matter. Couldn't afford to take that deal. And good for Hugh, he was. Apparently this book, Dumas, the Club Dumas, was actually made into a movie called The Nine Doors, loosely based. So it was an interesting piece of news. I wonder if the movie was any more coherent. It was a good book. I have to say, it was a good book. It still has me thinking about it. It has me thinking about it in terms of craft, though, instead of story. So how did he do what he did? The use of the narrator. He had an odd construct for narrator, which is probably not odd for European novels. But I suppose it would be a psychological thriller. At any rate, he is an odd construction. And it was all right. He worked it. It worked okay. It's like the odd construction in Feed. Feed was first-person narrative with a disagreeable main character. In a lot of ways, this one was reading a lot of disagreeable characters. But the plot itself was well spun, I thought. Right up to the end, right up to the closer. But the how does this work? Where does this go? There's a certain level of ironic self-awareness. If this were a novel, lines like, if this were a novel, then we'd go do this. And of course, then they'd go do that, and of course, that would be the right thing, because of course, it is a novel. One of those weird things. One of those odd, kind of ironic. Although I don't know if that's really irony. I've discovered that I'm not really sure I know what irony is anymore. Irony is one of those terms that gets thrown a lot by people who don't understand it, and I'm kind of worried that I might be one of them. But I have started reading Mirror, Mirror. And, wow. There's parts of this book that just are so familiar. and that I'm pretty sure I've never read it before. Not exactly sure why. I think it's because the setting is similar to one that was in an earlier book that I did read. And some of the plotting is a bit... plotting. No, that's not true. It's not too bad, really. I think I know how this turns out, though. Monkpole. I don't know if I know how it turns out because I read the next book in the series and I know how it turns out there, or if it's got something to do with the fact that it's being telegraphed so broadly. Miles has I won't say an evil stepbrother, but an evil twin. Turns out to have been his clone, who was supposed to take his place. Now, apparently this comes about in another story, and I think I read that story. I think that's Komar. I'm not 100% sure. Yuck. The wind is picking up. Now if you could hear it. I could hear the wind blowing the snow against the side of my hood. Pitter patter, pitter patter, as I cross that street. The wind coming down out of the north. If that picks up anymore, this is going to be quite a disagreeable day. A perfect chicken soup kind of day. And I have chicken. I'll have to make my own chicken broth, but I could do that. Would be better if I had a chicken carcass, but I can make do with boned chicken. It's getting a bit gristly underfoot, too. So I picked up a bunch of books lately. BookBub has served me up some interesting ones. I don't pick up everything that comes through on BookBub, even if it's free. A lot of stuff I read the blurb, and it's, you know, if the blurb starts out with over 400 five-star reviews on Goodreads, no, done. Not reading. Because while it's true that the book may have 500 five-star reviews, or however many hundred five-star reviews on Goodreads, if that's the calling card, if that's the draw, no. Tell me the story. Tell me about the story. Tell me the synopsis of the story. Tell me about the book. Fans of some guy you probably don't know will find this book right to their liking. Really? I don't think so. So a lot of those blurbs get canned right off the bat. They go right into the bit bucket. BookBub don't help them. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer to make this walk, I'll tell you. So I picked up some science fiction, I picked up another romance. I still haven't given up on the idea of writing romance. I might do that. I have to get these other books out. I have to get the books I've got done. But looking ahead to where I might go after that, you never know. There's more Ishmael stories. There's at least three more books of Ishmael Huang. There's a lot more stories to tell in the golden age of the solar clipper. At least I think there are. I could be wrong. But I'm going to have to break it up. And it's like, no, you've broken it up now with Tanith Fairport. You're not going to break up another by starting another series, you putz. But I might. If I can get my act together, that is the famous... get my schedule down, get my mojo working. I was doing good there for a couple of weeks, and now I've faltered. I need to get back on the horse. I need to stop fretting about not working out the way I was supposed to work out. Stop beating myself up for that and get back to helping it work out. That's one of the things that my therapist has helped me deal with a great deal, was this idea of being in the day. It's like, well, yeah, today, not so good. Yesterday was better, tomorrow should be better still. Today, do what you can do. Don't waste any energy fretting over what you haven't done. Focus on what you could do instead. And it's one of the things that I do. It's one of the things that I have some small gift for, I think. I'm able to work in flux. Oh, this last little bit is going to be nasty. Oh, God. I've turned north. I'm walking directly into the wind. I'm going to keep my head down. Pull the hood forward. The bill of my cap will protect most of me. Walk smartly, because this is my coat is already almost covered with snow, and it's blown up against the front of my coat and stuck. It speaks well of the insulative properties of the coat that, after having walked for 2 miles, and as warm as I am inside the coat, very little of that heat has escaped to the surface. So it's not melting the snow there. Or at least not very much. Almost back. The recorder zipped in my pocket, so I'm hoping, I'm assuming, I'm taking on faith that it's actually still recording and that I didn't do something rash like bump the stop button or something. I zipped it up. I have been enjoying, speaking of the recorder, the phone, I have been enjoying Google Bardolo channel. I told you the other day I started some new music channels on Pandora. And Google Bordello is one of those odd gypsy punk. But we're going to see more music in the next series of Ishmael Huang stories, too. But Google Bordello is one of those weird bands. Start Wearing Purple is my favorite song that they do, but I'm getting turned on to a lot of other music that they've done. And a lot of people that Pandora thinks they are in common. Yeah, almost 19 minutes for the second mile. It's not too surprising given the weather. But, yeah, it's been fun to listen to some really odd stuff. I've been hearing a lot of Tom Waits because the voice quality of Tom Waits' growl was similar to the Google Bordello's lead singer, I think. So it's interesting to hear some of these tones. I also put in a lot of Flogging Molly probably because there is a lot of flogging Molly. Whew. But I'm undercover. I'm in the garage, which is, for today's purposes, the back gate. And where I will tell you, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, and it's probably going to take a lot of luck, I'll talk to you tomorrow.